What do all meditators need to train in, right from the start, from a beginner's level on? And our discussion produced 7 trainings, plus that idea of the teachers connecting up. So I want to know what you think of these. It's going to be a list of 7. First, we thought that there is, in meditation teaching and practice, there is what we could call the spirit of practice. This is how practice is seen. It's our attitude to it. You know, part of our practice is our Dharma view. It's right view, in fact. There's a kind of vision which we have, which sparks the energy we need actually to travel the Dharma path. And this spirit is something ethical, and also it's something kind of existential come visionary. And I think even beginners are going to get this in some form, good or bad, in their very first class. Something of this spirit is going to come across. And they're automatically going to get some sense of our Dharma attitude. But if we appreciate that area ourselves, I think we'll improve the way we transmit the practice. Okay, that's first. Second comes faith, or confidence, or Shraddha. You know, no doubt that's linked as well to right view, but it's a whole way of practice in itself. People do need encouraging and empowering. And it's something that needs taking into account, again, right from the start. I think, for example, it's worth making something of the link with Buddhist tradition. However lightly we do that, you know, just to mention we practice as part of a living tradition, even just in passing, creates a channel, a tiny channel, down which inspiration can flow from the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And as people make progress, there are many ways to increase their ability to find self-confidence and self-empowerment. This is, of course, the link into chanting, puja, and devotional practice. But in principle, it's simply however we refresh our connection with the living tradition. That's 2. Third comes mindfulness, awareness itself, the root practice within which the whole path comes alive. You know, mindfully I breathe in and out. Mindfully I link into metta for all beings and notice my reactivity. Mindfully I recollect the impermanence and emptiness of everything. Mindfully I recollect my Buddha nature, my potential that is actually here, now, all the time. The Dharma is present all the time. Actually, we all thought in our little discussion group, we all thought that mindfulness is intrinsic to the path of meditation and that it should be introduced in some way right from the start. So that's 3. Here comes 4, which is reflection on the Dharma. You know, each of those 3 aspects I've mentioned introduces the Dharma to some extent. The spirit of practice introduces the Dharma, maybe simply in spirit, though it could also be more theoretical. Faith, courage, and empowerment comes from the Dharma, from the Dharma tradition. It just needs to be recalled to make it work. And mindfulness actually is the Dharma. It's where we bring the Dharma reality to life. But we also, I think, need a more formal introduction to the Dharma's conceptualizations of ultimate reality. People need to be offered specific Dharma ideas to consider and have turning around in their minds, like impermanence, emptiness, compassion, non-self, non-violence. Ideas like these can be introduced in some form, even if it's just in seed form, for reflection right from the start. It's like in the way you talk. 5th, 6th, and 7th in our suggested list of universal trainings are the practices. Fifth, the Anapanasati, or mindfulness of breathing. Sixth, the Metta-bhavana, or development of universal love. And finally, just sitting. I'll go into each of these in a minute, but let me first explain that the seven are not listed in a particular order. I've ordered them in a way that highlights the spirit of the practice flowing through to influence the practice itself. But you could equally put it all the other way around and start with the practices. And we didn't include more specialist practices like sadhana, since this is a basic set of trainings. There are many ways all of this stuff could be used. And remember, it's suggested in a spirit of inclusion of discovery and exploration. Okay.